So rock on, brothers, rock on.
Glitching in My Spare Time contains certain themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for everybody listening. If you're under the age of 18 or you're easily insulted by adult language and content, you may want to look elsewhere for your podcasting entertainment.
The suburbs. Don't you ever come to the suburbs, cause you wouldn't understand the suburbs.
After all the jets are in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red, whispers clearly. A broom is drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life.
Welcome, ladies and fuckers, to a special episode of Legend in My Spare Time. My name, as always, is your illustrious host, Matt motherfucking Lees. And the reason that I introduced this week as a special episode is you've all heard me talk many times about my band, the Matt Lees Band. And today I am honored to be here with, there's three of us here out of the four, and we're very happy to be with you here on Legend in My Spare Time. First, the drummer, the record producer, the Hobbit himself, Mr. Wayne Bond.
Fuck you, you twat.
That's my boy.
A fucking Hobbit. Fuck you. Fucking and, Smurf.
And also with us this evening, the number one guitar player in the fucking universe. Well, that I know anyway. Jay motherfucking Walsh.
Yep, thanks.
Good work, Jay. So, here we are, Legend in My Spare Time. It's also a special episode. The water. The water bottle is... Yeah, it was. Feel free to cut
Jay's
me off.
Jay's just got
to
go and get baked.
Yeah, so. Feel free to cut me off anytime you want, by the way. Up there on the drums, dickhead. Pretty much, I did. He's right. I did tell them they could say whatever they wanted. So we are not live in the Matt Cave this week. You get that, Wayne? Matt Cave?
The Matt Cave.
That's pretty clever, eh?
That is pretty cool. I like that.
This week, we are, in fact, live from the studio that is, in fact, creating Two Sides to Every Hero, the debut record of the Matt Lees Band. And under the, not the red light, we turned off the red light. So under the glow of studio lights, we are here to bring you folks another episode of your favorite podcast, Legend in My Spare Time. So let's do a little bit of brief history. How the fuck did we meet, Wayne? I don't even remember.
In high school, it was history class, if I remember.
That's right.
Remember that fucking
Mr. Whatever.
Whatever the fuck his name was. Remember, you always get the lyrics wrong for those Beatles tunes, and I'd always correct him.
Yeah, we were always the ones to be like, and it was always really simple shit. Yeah. So basically, Wayne and I were in high school together. We didn't really know each other in high school at all. We just knew of each other, essentially. But we had a history class with a teacher who used to quote the Beatles all the time, but the problem was he would quote them incorrectly. And it was basic shit, too. So instead of saying, all you need is love, he would quote, like, all you want is love. So it essentially seemed like Wayne and I would take turns being like, don't you mean all you need is love? And you had a bad attitude in high school, sir.
Yeah, I definitely did.
You would be the guy just to be like, oh, you twat, and get kicked out of the class again.
Oh, yeah. I think I said a lot worse than that. Actually.
Yeah, you really did. I was kind of afraid of you in high school. You were an angry little son of a bitch, man. This is the kind of guy you don't make eye contact with. But anyway, Wayne and I reconnected. Fuck, I don't even know how. From locally.
I guess it was just through people at the boathouse, or whatever. You know,
we've talked about the circus room before. Shithole.
I
remember what it was. We were playing a show at the same bar that night. You guys were playing with somebody else who I'm not going to name because I don't want to make him feel stupid, but this song's called Paper Crane. And come on, what are you, Coldplay? Who names the song? Anyway, listen. So we were playing at that bar that night. I was opening. I was playing an acoustic set, and I watched these guys play with this gentleman and decided that I was going to steal them as my band.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure when they heard me play, they also said, yeah, let's be that guy's band. And then we talked about you being a producer and having a studio. And I think the selling point for me was the fact that you produced Paul McLeod's record.
I did.
We've talked about Recorded Paul McLeod. Paul McLeod's record. That's right. Yeah. What did I say? Produced?
Yeah, he produced it.
Yeah, there's a difference, right? Yeah.
I suppose I co-produced.
Well, if you're not a musical person, producing means you're
That's
making
what
a
I
lot
was
of.
Gonna say.
Yeah, producing means you're making a lot of the creative decisions. Welcome back, Jay. Being the engineer of the record means you're actually handling all the actual knobs and
sounds,
buttons and setting up the mics and handling the. A producer is essentially almost making creative decisions. So you didn't produce it.
Usually, a producer also knows how to read music and stuff.
Really?
Like that. Yeah.
Fair enough. This is Jay Walsh. He's back with us,
but not limited.
I'm not the producer.
Exactly.
We're
so
all sharing it. Right?
Yeah. Essentially, Wayne told me he was a producer and he had a studio. He knew that I'd been pissing up a rope trying to make my own record for quite a while. And as soon as he said that he made Paul McLeod's record and worked on that, I was sold because we've talked about Paul McLeod on the podcast before. Paul McLeod
you
is
still owe him a pack of cigarettes, you asshole.
Yes, I do.
Paul McLeod's a fucking pimp. If you guys haven't heard him yet, I'm ashamed of you. Go check it out.
Pimp!
Paul McLeod is the kind of guy that if you ask him for a capo, he'll get upset at you and say, I don't use a capo. I learned how to play my fucking guitar.
That's awesome.
And
ham sandwich.
And again, for the non-musical types, Jay, what's a capo? Can you explain that for people?
A capo, well, on your guitar, you have your open strings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to play open chords with open strings.
Yep.
Well, there's certain people who can't necessarily play bar chords, which requires you to use all your hand strength and bar certain frets. Matt can play bar chords. Come
a little
on.
Bit.
Anyway, it's usually chicks who can't do it. I know that sounds sexist, but hey, well, that's the way it is.
He's telling the truth, though.
But lately, I've been using a capo occasionally because it can also get a very pretty sound.
Yes.
By opening up the higher notes.
Exactly.
And it can be beautiful.
Right.
But so generally, people are lazy.
It's either that or you're just fucking lazy, and that's why you're using it.
Could be.
Right?
So essentially, it's a matter of if you can only play three or four chords and you want to build a song with some different sounds, you can put on a capo, play those same three or four chords, but in reality, you're not playing the same chords.
Yes.
So
if you know the song in an open key, but you can't sing it well,
right?
You can change the key with a capo. Yeah,
exactly.
Change the key,
So that's essentially what a capo is. Guys like Paul McLeod are not into capos because they learned how to play their instruments.
I bet he's used one.
Come on. It's true. But, I mean, even Oasis used capo, right? Because Noel Gallagher's not an amazing guitar player. He uses a capo.
And he knows about music, so he can use it.
Exactly. There are many people out there that fucking use capos. So anyway, Paul doesn't like capos. I remember I asked him once when he asked me to play a set. I asked him if he had a capo, and he just kind of gave me this look.
Yeah,
and I could tell he was showing me respect. He was being nice to me, but he was so not impressed that I asked him for a capo. But I mean, I have a couple tunes that need a capo, and they give it that kind of sound. So, you know, it happens to the best of us.
Isn't a capo like a mob boss, actually?
I don't know.
No, yeah, that's what I've heard that term before.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Hey,
Vinny.
What am I, an asshole? Fuck you. So, hey, why don't we talk, seeing as the band is all here, and I have a lot of people listening that are into music but aren't necessarily musicians, let's talk about the record a little.
Okay.
I don't know, what would you guys say if we're going to put a number on it? 75% finished, almost? I mean, maybe not even that much.
No, I wouldn't put that much.
60%? We're getting close. Yeah. I mean, we've got all the songs picked, and now it's just a matter of finalizing all that shit. And if you've never been in a studio and made a record like myself before this one, you think that shit's easy, but it's not. Essentially, I bring these boys a song that I've written, and then we have to build that song in the studio. So we start by laying down drums and bass, and then we fucking lay down guitars on top of that, and then keyboards on top of that, and then you build it until it's completely finished. So right now we're working on that. I think the finished product will have 8 to 10 songs, and they're sounding killer. I mean, I know I can't say that because they're my songs, but these boys that I'm looking at here gave them a whole nother level, and I'm fucking pumped. I'm very excited to be working with you boys.
On the level, yeah. Well,
awesome.
We enjoy,
you,
right
we enjoy
on.
Your shit.
Exactly.
And you happen to be a really good guy.
Fair enough. You
Which
guys,
helps.
You guys are all right, too. Actually, no. Jay's all right. Wayne, you're a cocksucker.
Fuck you.
Well, how about... never mind.
But no, so essentially, making a record, if you're not a musician, making a record sucks. I mean, essentially.
Yeah, it does.
It's a lot of hard work. When I was younger, I didn't think it was hard work. It really is, man.
Well, even as a musician, it's nearly impossible.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, it's not like I have an unlimited bank account. But even if you did, like, I used to think it was only money, but it's not even money. It's like, it's going to sound weird, but it's like the energy needs to be right. Everybody needs to be in the right mindset.
Certain people have to be babysat sometimes. Well, which, you know,
who are you looking in a mirror, Wayne?
And listen, Jay, if you could put down that fucking disgustingly out of tune banjo, that'd be great. Sounds out of tune to me.
Sounds all right.
Distracting you? A little bit. Okay. A little bit. But, you know, that's all right. So anyway, let's do a bit of history. You guys have played for a long time. You guys have been, I'd say, best friends in cahoots for forever, right?
Years, yeah.
20-something years, yes.
That's crazy. I don't know anybody I've known for 20 years that I'm still tolerant of. But you guys aren't really tolerant of each other either.
Well, we are, actually. We do all right.
Oh, we do all right, but, you know.
I noticed that you guys...
There's a lot of hate going on.
I noticed that you guys didn't make eye contact when you said that, though. You're like, we're all right.
We're okay.
But, no, we're trying to finish this goddamn album. The album is called Two Sides to Every Hero. I named it that because I essentially have two sides of my musical self, which is the hard rock side when I'm in a bad mood, and the acoustic capo side when I'm kind of feeling sensitive. I'm pretty sure that Paper Crane uses a capo. I'm just saying.
I think it did, actually. I think it did.
Yeah, there's no way he's going to be listening to this, but if he does.
Well, if he does.
He's a nice guy.
Chris White's a fine
I don't
gentleman.
Know him. Oop, I don't know him at all. So, whoop, we named him. Whoops. Yep. No, I'm not judging you, man. I don't know you. I just thought Paper Crane was
a
gay name.
He has his own
record.
I don't. So.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know what? Neither do I. Fair enough.
Chris White, you're a fine son of a bitch.
There fair enough. Go. Yeah, that's all right. Man. Let's pretty move good. On. He's not going to be listening anyway, so fuck him.
Probably not. No.
No, but nobody's listening that's around here, which is perfect.
He's too busy playing with Ben Hur, so.
This song's called Paper Crane. I just remember watching and being like, yo, these guys should be playing with somebody with bigger balls.
Normally we do.
Yeah, fair enough. We do.
Like when you're
my balls are pretty big.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Drums. Yeah,
it bothers me that I've heard from multiple sources that you were hung like a fucking moose. I don't need to know that about you. You know what I mean? Like that is not a piece of information I need.
Where are these sources?
Oh, dude, I think
you're the source, eh?
It's like any rumor you ever hear about me, just say it's true. I think I've seen it on bathroom walls.
I think
walls.
Wayne just started this, and now everybody thinks.
Do you want to see my balls?
No, not at all.
See I got one big ball. Hey, my fake one. Yeah. Anyway.
You got a little tiny dick, man. You do.
See, now we just took this to that place.
Yeah, we did.
We're talking about each other's balls.
I don't want to argue with you, but fuck yourself.
Yeah, fuck you too, asshole.
See, this is usually what you hear if you were on stage with us at a show. You would hear us cussing at each other during in between songs.
It gets more passionate than this.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. It does, yeah.
And for those of you who think Jay's mic keeps going away, it's because he's literally walking away from it between sentences, which is cool.
I cannot stand still.
Fair enough. That would be the crack, essentially.
Is that? Oh, that, shit.
That's
maybe
what, ever since you started
off,
taking crack, you got that twitch and shit now?
Man, that's
dude.
So it was happening around town. That's what I want to know. Like, what's good? What's bad? What's,
around here?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, yeah.
No.
Usual.
I mean.
No, that's a lie.
Not to sidetrack what you wanted to talk about, but Dave and I have kind of done that before. And I'm thinking that we've got a worldwide audience, listeners in Sweden and the Netherlands. They don't give a fuck about Kitchener.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So let's make it a little more wide.
Well,
what
who
bands,
should they know from Kitchener, though?
Well, we've said they should know Paul McLeod.
Yes, definitely.
They should know the Matt Lees Band.
Yeah.
Yes. They should know Mike D.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Michael
and not
Danger,
just because you're
yes.
in the room, but they should definitely go back and check out Gem Militia. Which is a band that Jay was a part of, and fucking tight as hell, really, really fat music. Mike D is a good friend of the Matt Lees Band.
Yes.
If you don't know him, Mike Danger, look him up. For those of you who have added me on Facebook, he is a Facebook friend. You can get to him that way. Fantastic person, great writer, and I think the first part is the most important part for me.
Yes.
Good people.
All around genuine. Awesome.
Exactly.
If you're a nice person, I love you.
Exactly. And generally, I'm not usually a nice person, but Jay tends to be okay with
that. Well, if you're an asshole, I like you too.
It's true, but to be fair, I am a real prick, but I'm only a prick to people that deserve it or have crossed
me.
So
like
am I.
Who suck.
Right. Basically. If you're a mean person, I'm never going to give you the benefit of the doubt again. If you fuck me over, you can go fuck yourself, and I will spend the rest of my life trying to make your life hell.
And same goes with me.
Exactly.
You don't fuck with the British.
No, exactly. The British
don't
are
do it.
Fucking
angry. To live by Matt Lees. Hey.
What? Yeah. This is how you live, motherfucker.
You know, I do regret that Peter Judd night, though. I do. So, Peter Judd, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Fair enough. Peter Judd's a good man, actually. Yeah, very, very good man. You guys should check out Peter Judd, too. You guys should look him up. Johnny Cash kind of style, like really, really cool guy. He's just, I think he's just a very sensitive person.
He didn't deserve
But then
that
again, he doesn't know you from fucking Adam, right?
No, yeah,
I don't really know what that expression means, but I hear people use
Adam,
it.
Adam and Eve.
Yeah, but so what?
Yeah.
Who really cares about Adam?
Hey, let's not get onto religion, because that's a whole other podcast if we get onto religion.
He likes Eve, I would.
I like Adam, too.
So you take it where you can get it, baby. Yeah. So let's. Last week, I had a guest, my friend Weller from Iowa, who, by the way, is a big fan of the Matt Lees Band. Him and I talked about what we thought would be the top 10 most overrated bands ever.
Overrated.
Yeah, overrated. Oh, by the way, Wayne and I are both on beer number one. Jay is on, is that two?
Three.
All right. So every time you open a beer, just holler it in the mic.
Three.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, some of the bands that I named were obvious ones like Nickelback, because those guys can go fuck
very
themselves.
Overrated.
I like them.
You like them?
Yeah, you would, because you're a twat, man. Well, what the fuck do you know about music?
No, but let's be real for a second, because I respect your musical opinions. What is it about Nickelback that you like? And I'm not saying I've never heard a song of theirs I don't like. Mm-hmm. There's a couple tunes I like, but it just bugs me that they're on the radio all the time.
Well, yeah, I guess we're talking about overrated, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
They know how to make a pop rock song.
Fair enough.
They made millions of dollars.
It's true.
And they're fucking way more rich than I am.
That's true.
And I actually don't mind the tunes, you know? There's certain tunes I like. I understand people's disdain for them because, well, shit, man, it's easy to hate on them.
It's true.
And I could do it too, but but I choose to be nice.
Fair enough.
Now, wait a minute. Don't you find a lot of the songs sound the same, though?
Oh, yeah.
I guess everything fucking sounds
the same. No, but I kid you not. I have an MP3 file.
Everybody's song sounds
the same. Yeah, but I have an MP3 file at home, which is two Nickelback songs about 4 years apart. And in the left channel, it's one song, and in the right channel, it's another song. No, but I have the MP3 file. They're identical. The tempo is the same. The changes are the same. The chords are the same.
Well, now is the time we should probably listen to it then.
But maybe it's playing in the background right now.
Yeah.
But it's just that kind of shit where, I mean, it doesn't bother me. Okay, it would make me an asshole if I'm hating on them just because they're rich. I hate more on their fans that are like, greatest band in the world. That's what bugs me
I've never
about
met
it.
Them.
What is the greatest band in the world anyway?
Well, the fucking Beatles.
Who is?
Beatles, hands down.
You think so?
And I think that's from critical acclaim. That's from who doesn't know a Beatles song and like lasting forever. Nobody's ever going to last as long as the Beatles have lasted,
well,
in my opinion.
If you think about it, 40 years is not that long. But when it comes to pop music, nobody has lasted as long. And I love them to death. They're my favorite. So,
do I.
You know, to say the best, I don't know what best consists of.
That's true. It's a pretty wide. Music is this thing where you can't say what the best is, right?
But songwriting, singing, personality,
right?
Longevity.
Well, don't like your shit for a start.
George Harrison, yes.
George Harrison, God rest his soul. I love him.
So I guess it's now it's a good thing Dave's not here because Dave hates on the Beatles all the time.
Yeah, I heard that in episode two.
Dave, fuck you.
He would.
Yeah,
fuck you, Dave.
Because you're not here to defend yourself. You can go fuck yourself. So we had a few other. I mentioned Radiohead as a band that I don't give a fuck about.
Oh, man.
You guys like Radiohead?
I love them, dude.
All right.
I got to say, I'm fucking.
Yeah, I used to be so crazy about them. And then I started to think lately that maybe they're a little overrated, but.
Yeah.
I'm still a huge fan.
You can't mess with OK Computer or the Benz, man.
I guess.
Those are great records.
The Benz is kind of old for me. OK Computer and Amnesiac, Kid A. I love that glitchy fucking electronic music. Beautiful.
See, I don't like that stuff. No. But
all
I'm starting to learn
that. He's always been a bips and bleeps, man.
Kind of.
Bip, bleep.
This album needs more bits and bleeps.
Yeah.
A minute. I'll just turn the fader up with the bits and bleeps on.
I think music is a very opinionated thing, and you can't really compare notes and say, well, this band's better than that band.
You want to know who's overrated?
Who?
Personally, Led Zeppelin.
Fair.
Agreed.
I'm going to agree, yeah, because I listen to some of their tunes, and I'm like, great, really?
Fucking sloppy.
Yeah.
Like, annoying. There's obviously.
Well, Robert Plant gets annoying, and Jimmy Page sounds like he's falling down the stairs when he plays guitar. Yeah, live, anyway.
Led Zeppelin, I can go for overrated on that, definitely.
The studio recordings, definitely. Production and everything, great. But live.
Yeah, kind of, though. A lot of it's fucking lazy.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Drunken.
Hold on one second. Mark's out of 10. I say that's like a 3. That was weak.
Yeah,
cheers.
Yeah, that wasn't
Cheers, boy.
We are all right.
It's worth a cheer anyway.
Fair enough.
Oh, you know, don't get me wrong. Like, Led Zeppelin is band. They were my favorite band for years. And
right.
That's probably why I don't like them anymore.
True.
But I still like them. I still like them.
Hey, and this...
But shit. Overrated? Yes.
But answer me this. If a Led Zeppelin song comes on the radio, it gets switched off. It always does. Because, I mean, we've heard it so many times.
Yeah. It's true.
Well, the radio plays the...
But I'm also getting that way about Oasis, some Oasis tunes.
Yeah, like, me too.
I can't
too,
listen to some Oasis songs. And
I mean,
I
there's a lot
Oasis.
Of shit Oasis too, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely. Like Standing on the Shoulder of Giants.
Oh, I don't know. I like that record.
No
really?
Way.
No
it's
way,
beautiful.
Man. That's a
really?
Brilliant record.
Yeah. Maybe I'm mixing it up then. Considering
Gas
I didn't...
Panic?
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. awesome, man.
That's a good tune. Is that the one with the funky sampled drum that starts it?
No, that's fucking In the Bushes.
No, the one that's like...
Go Let It Out. That's a good one.
Go Let It Out. That's a good tune, too.
And that's with who?
And I honestly can't remember the rest of the song, so maybe it's just, maybe it does suck.
No, I just remember.
It doesn't. It's a good record.
I remember, I'm a huge Oasis fan.
Well, that's when they kicked out the people in the band who couldn't play.
Right.
And then they got a real producer.
Right.
And so they sound good.
Right. And I mean, speaking of Oasis, what's the story?
Ditched Owen Morris, stupid, drunk, fucking coked fuck.
Well,
he's not stupid.
And if we bring up Oasis, we have to mention the fact that what's the story? Morning Glory sounds like shit. The quality.
Well,
is
that's
just
why Owen Morris coked fucking stupid idiot, man.
You write their songs.
Hey. You're talking about two different people, dude.
Yeah, you were talking. You were talking to Wayne there, not me, motherfucker. I could write us a Wonderwall.
You do it.
Just kidding.
Okay. Well, no, I'm sure you could.
Never mind. You never know. You never know.
Yeah, I guess we're talking about two different things, but the thing is. The production doesn't matter as much when
the
shit
songs are
is
good.
The
well,
shit.
Of course not, but I mean, I like to hear my records. I don't like it to sound like a wall of noise.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
and I would love for them.
You need to be loaded in, like, on fucking anything, and then it'll,
and then
sound,
it'll sound great. Well, yeah.
But that's kind of, you know, that's,
I mean,
one,
still one of the best records out there.
Yeah, exactly. But that's one record I wish they would go back and recut, though. Like, I would love...
Remix, maybe.
I would love for us
remix,
to get our hands on the master so we could just make our own remaster
of it. They
shouldn't
redo it.
No, I didn't mean redo. I meant go back into the master tapes
and remix.
Remix it.
It'll happen.
You think so?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Now that they're broken
now
up, though?
Especially.
Because now...
That sounds like shit, man.
Yeah.
It's not a fucking British accent.
That was the worst Oasis accent I've ever heard, buddy. And I've heard some lousy ones too. Why don't you just do it? You have the Manchester accent.
Yeah, well, you kind of do too.
You want a little bit?
Do you want a line? Yeah.
We are. If I say we're the greatest band in the world, then we are.
Yeah, then we are. Yeah.
Oh, fucking.
Even the Queen does drugs.
Fucking Liam Gallagher. That's when the ghost of John Lennon walked into my soul, man.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard that.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah,
yeah,
I saw
he
an
said
interview.
That.
Where he
said it came to him in a dream or
yeah,
some
now
shit.
Yeah, now Liam said that that Lennon's soul lives within him.
I am John Lennon. John Lennon lives through me.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? Right. Your songs suck, buddy.
Yeah, take some more coke. Talking to the songbird yesterday.
That record wasn't bad.
That song could be his best one.
Yeah, but it's. I also am a big snob for the cheap rhyming scheme. Like today and away.
He does it on every song of his.
Yeah.
His rhymes are fucking brutal.
Right. Speaking of that, I saw a guy play at the Boathouse last night who was he was freestyling rap, and he rhymed beers, cheers, and fears.
Oh,
and I was like,
obvious.
Shit, I should just quit. I should just retire because I can't rhyme like that.
No, that's
cool. He was whack. Yeah. But whatever. Speaking of, we were just talking about Led Zeppelin. I'm looking at this poster. You know what the error is on this poster right now?
What's that?
It's not called Madison Square Gardens. It's called Madison Square Garden.
Oh,
isn't that?
Yeah.
Isn't that?
Very,
I think
very
I'm right.
Interesting. Yeah, I never noticed.
I'm pretty
before.
Sure that that's correct. That it's Madison Square Garden, not Gardens. But who the fuck knows?
Yeah, I mean, hey man, you know what'll be cool is that new band with John Paul Jones and Dave Grohl and. The
all
guy
right.
from Queens of the Stone Age. Now, that's going to be a good band, man. That band is going to rock.
Have they done anything yet, or are they just talking about it right
like
now?
Apparently there's a single coming out.
Sweet.
That'll be a tight band.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Jay probably knows more about it than I do.
That
band with Grohl and John Paul
Jones.
Oh,
is that what? Them Crooked Vultures,
Led Zeppelin.
I think. Is what
Crooked Vultures?
Them Crooked Vultures.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't heard their music. I know people who have. Apparently it's sick.
That's one of those things where right out of the gate, they're going to be fucking incredible just because of who they are and because of the energy and the shit that's going to surround them as they're coming out, right?
Say what?
We got a bag?
Got a bag of what?
A bag of shite.
Bag of shite.
Yeah, I got a fucking toilet shite.
Yeah, you know what?
What the heck? Give me the bag, dude.
Jay, you piss more than anybody I've ever met, Jay. I mean, I'm not judging you, baby. I'm just saying. Like, the amount of times we've been doing a show and Jay's like, yo, you got to stall them. I got to pee. And just walks off stage. I'm like, fair enough.
Oh, Matt. I'm way more respectful now. I put up with way more pain than I used to. I'd be running off stage.
Oh, dude, don't ever.
Right.
You've always had a small bladder, though, man.
Oh. That must be it. I hope that's it. I hope
dude,
not sick.
Dude, yeah. It's just the Matt Lees band, man. Don't ever. If you ever got to pee, just go pee. Yeah. I mean, not in the middle of a song, preferably, but, you know. If you got to pee, do it. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Like when we played Maxwell's, that fucking every other song, you were like, I got to pee.
But no, you also chugged
a bottle of Fireball outside before we started.
Well, that's the thing. Alcohol and tea and coffee is what really does
it. Yeah.
Alcohol.
You don't drink alcohol, do you, Jay?
Never.
Never. Fuck me. Right on.
So some more bands.
What else did I... Well, we can talk about good music. We can talk about bad music. I mean, I think we can very safely say that we're all crazy music lovers, right? I mean, music is, I guess I can't speak for you directly, but music is my life. Music gives me a reason to get up in the morning and shit, right? So,
well, yes.
Being a musician gives me a reason to be, you know what I mean? To not hate my fucking life from day to day, you know what I mean? Because we're musicians. But we were just talking a little bit before we started here about the fact that being a talented musician almost feels like a curse as much as it does a blessing, because you get pigeonholed into the real world and you almost feel like you don't belong in that world because you have this other talent that was handed down to you. Because, I mean, we were all just born with it, right? I mean, we coddled it and we grew it. And, I mean, you're an incredible guitar player from consistent hard work at the guitar.
Yeah, well, it has to be. Yeah.
But you were born with it. You know what I mean? There are other people that could work just as hard as you and wouldn't be as good as you. So I'm not a religious guy.
They'll be good at something else.
Well, I'm not going to say it's a God-given talent, but it was something you were kind of born with, that talent to be able to do that. And I think it's tough that somebody who just has a regular life and just does their job and lives their life and raises their family and then retires and dies, they don't understand the kind of thing to have the addiction to creating music and being performers that we have, or that like an actor has, or that a writer has.
Well, yeah, exactly. Any artist.
Which is hard for an artist that has parents that aren't artists, right? Because they don't understand that you want to create and you have to create and play music. And
I know Wayne's parents were supportive.
Right.
My parents were supportive too. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say my parents weren't supportive, but they're not musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the fact that I'm willing to stay up until 2 a.m. playing at a bar and I come home with $20 in my pocket, that doesn't make sense to them. Whereas me, it's like, well, that's how it is. That's what happens. That's what being a musician is like.
You got to be there for the love
It shows.
If you're not into it, or you're doing it for the money, or you're trying to do it for the money, because it rarely happens that you are not passionate and are successful.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's kind of comes back to how I feel about Nickelback. I can't decide for myself whether now or they're just doing it for the money or not.
Well, I do believe Chad Kroeger
is doing it for the money.
I think he loves, maybe now.
Right.
But he wouldn't have started. And he wouldn't have tried to perfect his craft.
You're absolutely
if
correct.
He didn't love it.
Right. But then he gets to the point where, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do a 4-bar power chord tune. It'll sell 20 million copies.
It's always been that way with them, though. When they were an indie band, and they had some indie success. And that's what people forget, at least in Canada. I remember years ago seeing their original, like their first video, before anybody even knew who they were. And I was like, you know what? This is all right. They're doing their thing, man. And then they got successful, and everybody just started like, oh, my God, it's such a ripoff of...
Yeah, and it's also easy to hate on success, right? Like you said.
People say it's a ripoff. You listen to it. You know it's Nickelback.
Yeah.
They've got their sound.
It's true.
So...
Yeah, very true.
What the fuck?
And, I mean, you could even hear countless Beatles songs that are very similar, right? But not...
Well, yeah. It all comes
It's like,
around.
The thing is, after... Pop music is a relatively new creation, right?
Yeah.
And so... The originators, they sounded really original because
they were original.
It all came from somewhere. Pop music came from country blues, a little bit of classical, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But you know, these days it's like everybody and their fucking grand aunt is in a fucking band. So
yeah. Like, which almost makes it harder for the guys that are actually kind of good at it.
Way harder. And right? then you have... You ever hear of the internet?
you ever hear of the... I'm going to quote that shit. And this week's guest, Jay Welsh. You ever hear of the internet? But I know what you mean. The internet also means that anybody can have a podcast.
You got it.
Anybody yes. can be a musician. You don't need a record label anymore, right? You need a finished product, and you need the desire and the drive to learn your way around the internet, mm-hmm. and you can have a successful career just on the internet.
Get yourself a MySpace account. And
exactly.
You set, you know, I mean, GarageBand or whatever the fuck.
I swear Reverb to God, the amount of gigs I've gotten shit, just yeah. from having a MySpace account is crazy.
On the other hand, there's a lot of amazing people who get heard that wouldn't have gotten heard
right.
like 10, 20 years ago because of the internet.
Exactly.
So, yeah, YouTube,
I mean,
all
the,
of that,
even
yeah.
the even the fact that I said that I right. don't want to call them fans because I don't want to act like I feel like I'm the man or anything. But I have people that write to me and say, hey, I love your music. I think your band's awesome. And this is people from Europe. This is people from the United States. If it wasn't for the internet, they would have no fucking idea who I was, and I would just be playing at local bars here. You know what I mean? And the fact that I have people sending me emails that want to purchase the CD when it's ready. And I'm talking like I've got guys in Australia that want a copy, guys in the States that want a copy. That would never happen if it wasn't for the internet. Mm-hmm. But the downside to that is it also means that anybody who has an acoustic can fucking become a musician because they have a computer and a microphone.
It's just more shit to wade through, basically.
Yeah, exactly, which makes it harder for guys like us that are actually really working our balls off and making what mm-hmm. we think is great music, right? I mean, and I've been making this record with three different bands. I think I've been working on this record for like 4 years because I don't want to fuck it up. I don't want to put something out there and then be ashamed of it in 2 years. You know what I mean? Because I don't want somebody to look at it and be like, oh, he just did it because he could. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that when this record is finished, it's going to be my blood, sweat, and tears, and now your guys a little bit of your blood, sweat, and tears. Nobody is ever going to take that away from me.
I don't put nothing but blood, sweat, and tears into it.
And
baby.
You really do. Like, but that's what I mean. When I get this finished record that I'm proud of, nobody's ever going to take that away from me. Whether we get a record deal out of it or whether I'm still working at the same job making indie records 10 years from now, nobody will ever take away from the fact that that is completely original. That is completely me. And I'm not even saying some of them aren't just four-chord power chord songs. Mm-hmm. But nobody's ever going to say that I didn't fucking bleed for that shit. Because I don't have a multi-million dollar record deal. And it is coming out of my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's
who has a multi-million dollar record deal nowadays anyway? What do record companies do for you anyway?
No, it's true. A record deal is essentially just a loan, right?
You know?
You got to pay them back the money anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, unless you're Britney or...
Unless you're already... Don't even get me
already
started
established,
on Britney.
Yeah.
Oh, don't even get me started on Britney. My God.
Oh, yeah.
I like Britney.
You like her because she's hot. Please don't say you like her music.
Trash.
I like some of her music.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that like? She's a writer.
Well,
her
first song was good. Baby One More Time.
Classic. Yeah, but...
That
but
was good. I liked that,
she
too.
Is just she is just an attractive karaoke Circus? Singer, isn't she? Like,
and, well...
She doesn't write that shit. She doesn't...
But she feels deeply, man. She's crazy. She fucking shaves her head and wears
true.
No underwear. Man, she's a little bit of a... She's a little fucked. So that means there's got to be some kind of... She's putting something into it.
Fair. You know I mean? Yeah, I'm just waiting for her to do porn.
Yeah. That'll be when the money runs out.
Yeah, her and the Olsen twins. It's okay because they're 18 now. It's cool.
Her and the Olsen twins.
They better
twins.
Be older.
It's three-way.
No shit. Well, you know, fucking... It's easy to be bitter about music, I guess, right?
Yeah, I'm... Yeah. I guess
I mean,
easy, yes.
This is the last thing I'm going to say that may come off as egotistical and shit, but since I've been playing with you motherfuckers, I hear bands on the radio and on TV, and I'm like, they're not as good as my band. And I firmly believe that. It's
could
not
be.
It's
it depends
ego.
Who it is, right?
You it's know? Just, it's all about the exposure. It's all about who you are. And it's like, you know, there are many albums that I hear, and if it wasn't that band putting out that record, would it sell a single copy? Mm-hmm. Like when I hear the new Bon Jovi record, right?
Yes.
If Bon Jovi were to put out a record
overrated.
Under the name of the Matt Lees Band, would they sell a single copy? Maybe not. But because it's got that name Bon Jovi on it, they'll go platinum regardless. Mm-hmm. And that kind of shit kind of bothers me about music. But it's the same about movies, right? If Spielberg puts out a shit movie, it's going to sell out fucking millions over
Has
the first weekend.
Has he put out shit movies?
A couple.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. What was that one with the UFO thing? That was kind of shit.
Oh, Close Encounters?
No, that was good. That was
his most recent stuff is kind of crap, isn't it? I mean,
didn't he do like some UFO movie recently that was like?
He produced Paranormal Activity, I think, but I could be way off. But you know what I'm saying? It's like if Will Smith makes a shit movie, it's gonna break box office records in the first weekend just because Will Smith's in it.
Yes,
doesn't necessarily mean it's a good movie, right?
But
if you're a fan of Will Smith, you'll watch him do anything, right? Essentially.
Yeah, but what you depends can what he's doing. What
I don't know if I'd watch him do anything. I don't want to see him taking a shit.
Dude, I don't know. I'd watch. I think I'd watch Will. I think I'd watch Will Smith in a porno.
The thing is,
at least for a minute.
You know when you're gonna get, like, with Will Smith, you're also what you're gonna get along with it, or you know, any talented musician, you're gonna get good production. It's gonna be a decent storyline. It's gonna look good.
That's true.
And you can say the same for music. They've got strong people behind them,
right?
As well.
So no matter what Bon Jovi put out, the record's going to be well produced. It's going to have good tunes on it, whether you like them or not. It's going to be a well made record, I guess.
Yes.
And like we said before, it's all opinions, so you can't really judge somebody's opinion.
Do you like Bon Jovi, Matt?
I mean, I'd be lying if I said I don't think You Give Love a Bad Name, or whatever that song's called. What is it?
Well, there's Bad Medicine, You Give Love a Bad Name, Dead or Alive.
I'd be talking out my ass if I said those weren't cool tunes. Yeah. Maybe they're just not for me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I watched recently a DVD of him in Chicago, actually, where it was just like, it was a small audience, and it was a really good show, and I thought they did a really good job. I mean, I'm not the biggest Bon Jovi fan. I mean, I really don't care about him,
right?
I think. But I just watched that, and I thought, wow, it's a tight band, fucking great playing, you know, great singing, awesome show.
Sam Bora fucking loves
And I can say the, I can say the same too. For I can say the same for Kid Rock, too. I mean, I hear a Kid Rock on the
Kid
song
Rock,
on the radio, and I could give a fuck. But I did go and see him live recently, and his band is tight as fuck.
Oh, that good. I mean, on stage, he's
a great performer.
I like him, yeah.
Well, you won't get anywhere if you don't have a tight show.
Right, right. But I mean, like, I hear him on the radio, and I hear the fucking songs that he does, and I don't give a shit. But I see him live, and I had a good time. It was a tight show.
Because I want to be a cowboy, yeah. Baby.
Exactly, but you know what I mean? You go see a band live, and as long as a band does something good live, it's fucking killer, man. There is no, I think we'll all agree, there's nothing better than a killer live band.
Oh, agreed, man. Agreed. Just, nothing better than it.
Right. Not better, maybe equal, almost.
Equal to what?
Equal to what?
A screaming orgasm?
Yes.
Fair enough, but...
I knew he was going to say that.
A good, you know, a good drug or booze trip is good, too.
Well, I mean, that being said, in my former life, we've talked about
like
how...
Like now,
I,
you mean? Let's come in.
I tended to enjoy the marijuana when I was younger, and there was nothing better than being high on pot and discovering a new song. Yes. Or listening to a song that you love and the way it makes you feel. I don't recommend that people go out and get high, but if you've never smoked a joint and listened to music, just try it once. I mean...
No. Try it three times.
Yeah, well, see, that's the problem. You try it once and you try it twice, three, four... Seriously, try it once.
I didn't inhale.
Yeah.
Fucking Bill Clinton.
Seriously, if you're listening right now and you're ever at a party where people are sharing a joint and there's music playing and shit, just take a little hoot and listen to the music. Like, you'll be fine. You'll be all right. I'm not saying, you know, pop some heroin across your teeth or anything, but the way music makes you feel is just fucking incredible, man.
Oh, it is, man. It really is.
Yeah. So let's move on from music for a moment. I got an opinion question for you.
All right.
Based on all the kind of shit that you see on television, the reality shows about cops and detectives and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
Do you think if you were to perfectly plan every step of a murder, do you think you could get away with it? I don't mean you personally. I mean you as in a person.
I think anybody could if they planned it right. I mean,
yeah, because anytime I see a show where somebody gets caught, it's always because they fuck up. Or they go back to the scene of the crime where they do another murder.
But I think a lot of those reality TV shows are scripted too.
Especially
now. I mean, cops maybe not, you know.
Yeah, like but older, I mean, even when you hear about a court case on television, right, it's always that the guy fucked up somehow.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you could definitely, like Jay and I have spoke about that. Like, if it was, you could murder someone and get away with it if it was, you know, it'd be relatively easy if you thought about it.
Exactly, you just have to think your way through everything. Not to say that I think we should kill
people. It's been talked about.
Yeah, well, crimes of passion are...
Not that I would ever do it
a little
myself.
Bit more common.
Right.
And usually people who commit them are a little bit more sane than, like, serial killers.
Right.
That's why serial killers get away with it for so long. Because they think about it and they plan it.
Exactly. So it's like if I were to somehow get really angry right now, not you know I love you, Jay. But if I were to get angry right now, and if I was just to shoot you dead right now, I would probably get caught because I don't have a way to cover it. But if I thought
And I'm here too.
Well, exactly. But if I thought about it for the next year, and I was like, dead. I'm gonna kill Jay Walsh. I would get away with it, I think.
You would. Well,
and now, God forbid, if you show up dead in another year, they're going to hear this podcast, and I'm fucked.
Well, yeah.
This is the evidence right here.
Look.
Jay, I have no intention of killing you or harming you.
I'm not worried.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, until you could get away with it for an amount of time.
Oh! Ah. Edit. Wait, let me just say for the right, you wish.
Yes.
And thus the reason that the Matt Lees Band will eventually break up.
That's the reason I'm here.
It's true. I know it. I knew it. You'd be like, well, yeah, okay, I'll join your band. Yeah, I'm good. Let's move on from that awkward moment. What were we talking about? Murder? Yeah, I was talking about...
We could talk about anything.
I was talking about maybe killing you, wasn't I? Oh. See, now you're inspiring me a little more.
Ooh.
Oh, dear. It just got real awkward in this room, folks. I wonder why that is.
Okay.
Right.
So next.
It's getting dead air here.
I'm going to smoke some weed.
All right. Well, Jay is taking the bong out of the room here. I want you to say on the mic that I'm not touching that bong.
Matt Lees is not touching the bong.
Thank you. I haven't left the mic once.
He hasn't left the mic once.
I'm just saying. I'm just putting that out there.
Not even for a piss.
Not even for a piss. Because when I do have to pee, I'm just going to pee in this beer can.
Yeah. There you go.
Right on. Excellent. We need some proof. There you go.
Oh, there we go. The piss bong.
The bong that... Okay, this may not make the... What happened was when we got here today, there were a bunch of cocksuckers. So essentially, you know, we have to assume that people don't know this shit. We are in a studio that's built essentially into an industrial area that is split up into different rooms, which they rent out. So Wayne and his father own the studio area. They rent it out. They have built a studio into it. The only downside is the rooms around us, below us, above us, whatever, are also rented out to bands.
Jam halls.
So when we got here today, there was a shitty band playing next door.
As always.
Yeah, because they're, you know,
they're not here much.
But no, they're not here much, but they tend to be here whenever we get here.
Yeah.
Fuckers. But I saw their bong sitting on the table outside, and because I'm a malicious son of a bitch, my first thought was, I'm going to piss in their bong. So Jay got here, and I shared the idea with him, and because Jay and I have that kind of, the same kind of mindset, we agreed that was a great idea. So
pissing it when we're done with it.
Now, the strange part about this is Jay didn't have to make new piss. He had a pre-made bottle of his own urine here. I don't even want to know why you had a bottle of piss here, but he poured it into the bong, which we thought was hilarious. Until Jay starts looking around and says, you know what, I feel like getting stoned, but I don't have anything to use. And we thought, you know, it's a shame you pissed in those guys' bong. So I think that's karma coming down on you hardcore. Karma got you, Jay Walsh.
I don't know, man. I'm high.
Fair enough. But does it taste like pee? No. At least it's your piss.
Oh, let me tell you this story.
All right, he's got a story. Go.
So one night I was on tour. I was at West. I believe I was in Whistler. I was
hanging out. Hey, slow down. This sounds like a great story. Okay. Slow down. Take your time.
At West, I was with this band, like a Shania cover band.
Ah.
We were pretty, you know, we did well.
Shania Twin.
Well, I was with Shania Twin, but there's also Twain's Twin, led by Jamie Lee Keelan, good friend of mine.
Cool.
And so we were out West hanging out in the hotel room. Yeah, it was pretty much a hell room every time. But, you know, we're drinking, doing our thing, a day off. We're in Whistler, never been there before. Beautiful.
This all right, place
so we decided
sucks.
To stay in the fucking hotel. So...
No shit.
No shit. Actually, I did need to take a shit. So I went to the toilet, and I took a shit, and I left my rye and ginger outside of the room with everybody there.
Which isn't like Jay Walsh to leave your drink behind.
No. Well, since then, I've learned my lesson.
Fair enough. That's why then, I guess.
So... As I'm in there, you know,
soldier.
I tend to take a while sometimes.
Oh,
anyway,
me too, dude.
When I, you know, you're doing your deed, right?
Hey, let me just say on a side note, I've been eating Triscuits lately. Clockwork, buddy.
Oh yeah,
I know. You've had terrible gas too.
Oh, dude, if you're ever plugged up, you need to eat some Triscuits. But anyway, go ahead.
Triscuits.
This episode is brought to you by Triscuits.
Hell yeah. Anyway, so what happens next? I'm in the can for a while, and the bass player in my band, Craig McMillan, God rest his soul, he needed to take a piss.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm in the bathroom. He can't piss. What's he going to do?
So he pissed in your drink?
Well, no. He's not like that. He was actually a very nice guy.
Fair enough.
What he did is he pissed in the empty ginger ale bottle. Okay. So I get out of the bathroom and I pour myself a little drink. And everybody's like, don't do it. He pissed in it. I'm like, fuck off. I fucking drink it. He pissed in it.
Oh.
It was beautiful. And I drank piss that time, and it was...
Interesting.
I don't necessarily regret it.
Fair you didn't enough. Swallow.
I asked my girlfriend to pee on me. Never got a chance because she left me, but...
Really?
I would do it. Yeah, now, she said she
you
would
like
do
that
it
shit,
too.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah,
see, yeah. Now, like, I'm not a judging person. I'm a very open person. You'd be into that, eh?
Well, the thing is, as time has gone on, like, I need more, you know what I mean?
And fair enough.
I haven't gotten to shit yet, but, you know.
Really? Very strange.
I don't think I will.
No, I mean, that's a little weird, but.
But, you know.
Leave that to the Japanese.
I've seen a little, I think it's the Germans. But I've seen a little bit of...
Hey, I can speak German. You want to hear it?
Yeah. What is your name?
Schweinhausen.
You must not try to escape, filthy Englander.
Anyway.
That's racist quote number two. Anyway, go ahead.
Piss and shit on me. So, not shit on me. Please.
Dude, I'll totally pee on you on stage. No, I'm just kidding.
Well,
I will
it depends.
Not. I will not. I'm just kidding.
I was hoping for a little more sensual atmosphere.
Fair enough. Like light some candles and shit. Do it right.
Yeah, we can do it, man.
Fair enough. Hey, I got a funny story about when I pissed myself once.
Ooh.
On stage.
No. It was in school. I want to say like grade 4 or 5. And it's funnier because it wasn't an accident. Like I did it on purpose. You gonna pass me a beer?
4.
Or what? Yes. 2.
Wait.
That's 2.
Yeah, that's 2.
And then here's Jay. That's 12.
Not yet.
Was that 4 or 5?
I'm sharing too many. I'm not going to get anything.
You're good. Yeah, but how many have you had already?
This is my 4th.
You're a good man.
And I'm going to drink the other 2.
Yeah, all right. That's fair. Now, here's what it is. The teacher, I was young, but it wasn't like I accidentally pissed myself. I did it on purpose to make a point.
Hell yeah.
So we were having one of those fucking assemblies where you have to sit on the gym floor.
Maker a Laker.
You remember they used to make you sit on the floor in assemblies and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah,
so okay. I said, hey, can I go to the bath? This is when I was living in England. I said, can I go to the toilet? And she's like, no, you have to wait. Which fucking bothers me. I'm sorry.
That's bullshit.
If another human being needs to use the bathroom, you don't need permission. Even when I got to high school, I was not asking the fucking teacher for permission to go to the bathroom.
Me neither.
Okay?
I was going. If I needed to go, I was going.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
So she said no. And I was like, I'm a little kid. And I'm like, look, I really got to pee. Can I go to the bathroom? No. So I sat there, looked her in the eye, and pissed myself. The puddle spread around me. Everybody moved to the side around me.
Oh, that's wicked.
But I did it. I was pissed off. You're and smart, to this day, I will
fella.
Not. I don't give a fuck where I am. I am never asking for permission to go to the bathroom. I mean, if I'm in a job interview and it's an emergency, of course, I'm going to be like, listen, can we take a second? But I'm a grown up.
Just tell me you have IBS or something. Please.
You
got to
be
IBS.
You're prepared. More prepared as an adult, right?
Yeah. So. I don't need permission to ask. Well. I don't need somebody's permission to go to the bathroom. Ever.
Unfortunately, as recently as the last few months, I've had to ask for permission.
Really? Yeah, but you're a guitar teacher.
No. It's not even in teaching. It's on stage, right?
Right.
Certain bosses don't like it when you fucking leave the stage, right?
Right.
So, you know.
But I mean, as far as I'm concerned,
Nick Charles.
As far as I'm concerned, I don't give a fuck. Like, I mean, if you left in the middle of a solo to go take a pee, I might be a little miffed, but yeah. I don't own you, man. You
just tell
I mean?
Him to
like,
do a cappella or something.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we had a show where I broke a string and had to retune. So Holler, the bass player, who's not here right now. We love you, Holler.
God bless.
He's also a great fucking...
Right.
He's also a great hip-hop artist. So he's got a really good rap vocal.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So what I love about
Nigel.
What I love about the current lineup of the Matt Lees band is we don't need Matt Lees. Like, if I need to take 2 minutes to go and tune, these guys can just fucking rock out for a few minutes.
That's the beauty of having having friends, really.
Exactly, yeah. Right? Like, I know I can rely on you guys and be like, yo, just fill in for a few minutes. And also the fact that Jay Walsh is a fucking incredible guitar player who now knows my songs better than I do. So that's a great place to be, man. Because there are times where I'll fuck up on stage and I know I catch you, give me that little look, and you're like, really, huh?
That's funny.
It's funny. It's fucking hilarious, you know, but...
Just go and get him too loaded, though, so he might smash his guitar. It's been known to have happened in the past.
Oh, dude, that'd be crazy. But not the one you're using now, because that guitar is sexy.
I don't think he'd do that.
Yeah, plus I would have nothing to play.
That's true. Then we'd be fucked. Oh, shit. Be like, show's over, folks. Jay smashes guitar, and now we have to cancel.
I remember doing a show at the Hoother with the Stone Prophets.
Yeah.
It must have been around 1998, 1999. And I remember it was when the strippers were in the bottom half of the Hoother there. It was fucking this going back a long while.
Right.
And we were playing and they were bitching that it was too loud. And we said, well, fuck, the place is full, you know. But they always bitch there about it being too loud.
Right.
A bunch of fucking cocksuckers anyway. So.
And we hear that a lot as the Matt Lees Band, eh? Too loud.
What's too loud? It's rock and roll. If you can't handle it, fucking go somewhere else.
But we are a fucking loud band. I'm just putting that out there.
Are we?
Because a lot of people have heard us in recordings and not heard us live. We are fucking loud. And I love it. I'm not saying I don't love it. But anyway, strippers, Hoother.
So Jay hangs his guitar off the pipes at the top of the stage, and he's banging the headstock against the roof. That was the first time that his Strat got...
A little damaged,
and then, well, the rest of the story is at a gig in London.
No.
Was it London? When did you smash it?
At the gig theater. Yeah.
Is that when you smashed it?
The gig theater, that's recent then, right?
Well, it was about at least 4 years ago.
No, the gig theater wasn't there 4 years ago. Was it called something else?
3 or 4. No. It was just pretty much open. So.
All right.
It did you well, that guitar, though. I mean.
It could be 3, 2 years.
I mean, you know what? I think that's something that people may not understand about an independent musician, though. Like, if my guitar gets stolen out of the back of my car or gets smashed, like, it's done. Like, the band is over for a while.
Well, essentially, yeah.
Right?
Essentially,
like, it's not like I have the money to just go out and get a new guitar. Like, I think there's a lot of shit people don't understand about independent musicians. And
yeah, it's not like with a Who or anything, you know?
No, like, I don't have a truck full of guitars.
But the thing is, it's a tool they use. Certain people may have drive for their job.
Right.
They smash their car. They're fucked.
Same thing, right? Same kind of shit. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Definitely.
Where your computer breaks down, well,
it's true.
Thankfully, there's a lot of computers around, but shit.
But if you don't have the money for it,
yeah.
That was weak.
Yeah, that was kind of weak. Yeah.
That was kind of weak. But I don't know, man. It's an interesting world being an indie musician, I think.
Which we all are, yeah. I mean, it's a very poor world.
Unprofessional
and poor, you know?
Well, yeah.
No, I'm professional.
Yeah, but
you are not professional, man. You're just like the rest of us.
but you know what? He is a little more professional than us in the fact that he teaches guitar and that's his job. You're a professional guitar player.
All I put on professional is that you get paid to do what you do. So essentially, we all do.
So
not
yes.
you so much.
Right, but
me and Jay, yeah.
But not
we,
me
we
so
try
much
and we
because
fake.
Songwriters don't get paid.
Right.
That's what happens. Musicians get paid
right.
by songwriters.
Yeah,
right. And
exactly.
I mean,
you know, that's the best. That sums it up really
good. I think it's a fact that it's by choice, though, that I'm not getting paid a lot. Like, I mean, I have no interest in being a cover guy. You know what I mean?
Well, of course. Yeah.
I play in a cover band with Dave Kay, but I'm only doing that because I think Dave Kay's a great dude and I'd do anything for him.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
well, it's no hating on you. You know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what
definitely.
You mean. But
I don't know.
It's like, if you think about it, the three of us could start a country band and make fucking dirty money, but I personally have no interest in doing that.
Yeah, really sucky country band.
Right. But we would make great money, right?
You'd be the best country band.
Do you think so? But you play in a country band, right? And you guys make killer money, don't you? As far as an indie band goes, you guys make great money.
Country, if you're going to do cover circuit, especially around Canada and, you know.
Country is the way to go.
A country, yeah.
I just have no interest in doing it because I would rather be a creator of music rather than a... And plus, I don't think I'm a good enough musician to be a cover guy, to be honest.
Well, the thing is...
I heard country was on the decline. I heard that,
Who told you that? Fucking Corey Williams?
No, actually. You know what? This is what I heard, man. Like...
Okay.
Recently. No, Corey Williams, fuck. I played on his record, so I'm more pro than any of you guys.
Fair enough. That's true. In your opinion. and that disgusting noise that just made your ears bleed was Jay putting the mic in his mouth. There are people
listening. This is the end of the end. This is the end of the end.
Goddamn David Bowie fucking rip off.
Like,
fuck!
Just, I just want to put this out there. I don't know you, Corey Williams, but don't get a good vibe from you, sir. That's all I'm going to say about that.
No, yeah, there's you know, there's him and there's a certain few people which will remain nameless.
Because right, they can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, they can go fuck themselves. Yeah,
right.
Pretty much. So.
Exactly. But yeah, there are a lot of people. But being a musician brings that out of people. What good
Corey
qualities?
Williams? Yeah, you know what? I will say, you know, the man is an amazing musician.
I won't take that away from him. Absolutely not.
Nobody can take that away from him. He's a smart man. He's not a stupid man.
He's just not a nice person.
It depends.
He can be really, really gentle and nice.
Yes, he can.
But he has
to
choose to do so.
Yeah.
Well, he does. And he, unfortunately, like a lot of us, he's a drunk and it gets in the way of life sometimes.
And
so.
I mean, I have to point out again that I don't know the guy. So, I mean.
Okay, well, you know,
the few
I hate to call somebody a drunk, but I am one, so I know one.
But no, yeah, we made that record and, you know, I'm proud of it. And
it's a good
yada,
record.
Yada, yada.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, but it was blood, sweat, and tears, like, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and nobody can ever take that away from him.
Brilliant record.
Not.
At least the arguments came after with me and him. So
right.
That was good. You
but
know?
It's also that passion. I mean, you and I have argued over this record that we're making right now. And that's because of the passion that we have. You guys fight over music.
Well, you never fight during the honeymoon, right?
No, you never. Yeah, and you know, so that's when you got to make the music,
right?
You know, during that
but,
time.
I mean, I think we all, like, even you guys only get at each other when you're making music because you care so much about the music.
Oh, no.
All the time.
All the time.
Oh, yeah, right.
Actually, when we're making music, we're actually, that's probably when we're not at each other as much. You know,
fair enough.
You know. God, fuck, we've made a lot of records, man. Me and you.
You guys
yes,
have.
We have.
You
we,
guys,
we were able to work together and
still.
And fortunately, you know? Wayne and I, you know, like Wayne, he understands me and he puts up with my bullshit just as much as he puts up with.
Well, you put up with his, right?
Yeah. So. Which is good, you know.
I mean, when you know somebody for 20 plus years, you're going to have issues with each other, right? But.
Never really anything.
It's a marriage, essentially.
Right. Yeah. Never really anything really nasty, though. You
no,
know, it's
exactly.
Never,
well,
and I mean,
it used to be, though, like when we were kids, right? We're adults now. Hopefully we learn, right?
Yeah. I mean, okay, you guys may get at each other, but if a third party was to fuck with either of you, the other one would have his back solidly.
Of course, instantly.
Which is also what I feel like being in a band is almost like you build a family, right? Like,
yes, we do.
I kind of feel like if we were out at a show playing somewhere and somebody started to mess with me, I feel like you guys would have my back and I would have the same for you. And I think that's also another thing that I love about being a musician and being in a band. Because for that 45 minutes where we're on stage, we're the only people in the world, man. Like, we're creating and fucking, like, it's killer. It's so cool.
The unfortunate thing that, like, I love bands too. I love this band. We're a gang, you know. You're the guy, and all the people that I play with are good friends of mine. You
right,
know?
Lou Kunta.
But
the Matt Lees band is your favorite. Just say it. Just say it. The mic's on. Just say it.
Sure. Lou Kunta.
No, I love it all, and I love Matt, and like, and the music's good. Well, fuck, whatever. Anyway, what was I talking about?
We're talking about like
being a gang.
Yeah.
Well, things happen to bands.
Right.
Where, you know, like something happens between certain people.
Right.
And it may be just growing up, which has happened in my case.
Yeah.
So then, I don't know, after a while, I've been doing it so long that the idea of a band, like, we're all in this together and we're all going to be poor and rock the fucking world together.
Right.
And we are poor folks, all of us.
Yeah, we're poor folks. But the thing is, I'm not going out on the road anymore for nothing. I might have done that when I was younger, but I'm not into that.
Right,
mentality exactly. anymore, but as friends, which I'm friends with everybody, yes,
right.
we got each other.
Right,
you can count on me.
Yes,
I you know whatever. That's all I mean.
It's just you know what? It makes me feel cool that I've known you guys for like a year, I think, if that. But I know
you
that
don't
if
mean
I,
longer.
If I came to you and said I need a band, I know you guys would do it. You know what I mean? It's like. It's
no, we probably say.
That makes it sound like we're different, though, and I don't want to make it sound that way because, like, we're in this together, man.
Yeah,
we're
absolutely.
You know, it's
well,
like,
that's where I was going with it. I mean, like, the quickest way to form a bond with somebody is to be in a band with them and to perform with them and play a show with them, right? Because you get to the end of that show, and especially if you do a show where you knock it out of the park and you fucking rip the bar open or have an amazing night, that bond that you just formed with those guys on stage, nobody can ever take that away from you.
Absolutely.
And if you're not a musician or whatever, you don't understand that bond. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? The quickest way to have like a, to feel like a love and a respect for somebody, in my opinion, is to play music with them and to play music well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's definitely my most difficult relationships are with people who don't play music.
Right, because they don't understand us, right?
I concur. Yes, me too.
Like, even being in relationships and having a girlfriend or whatever that is not a musician, it's a tough sell, man. Like, they don't understand.
Even the best.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's all I'll say about that.
We've all had the best, right?
Right.
Yes. So. Yeah.
And I mean, they'll be supportive as hell and everything, but they don't quite understand your almost addiction to being a musician.
Because, like, they don't live in that world.
Right.
That's the thing. They don't get it because they don't live in it and they don't understand.
But what is living in it?
Living in it is fucking being poor and being fucking, you know, just having fucking faith, I suppose.
Like, living,
you know,
in it is the fact that some nights I can't.
In you know, and just trying to, you know, for me, like, I mean,
no,
it's
no,
like.
No, I agree. Faith.
I do, like, you know, I do a lot of shit here in this room.
Right.
And recording that I don't want to be fucking doing. I do it for the money. I do.
I'm right.
I say that.
But that's because you live in the real world like everybody else.
Yeah.
Right?
I have to. I made it my job, so I have
exactly.
to. Exactly. You know? But, like, I would rather dedicate my time to the shit that matters to me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, musically and
yes.
stuff. You know, but, you know, a lot of them don't get that, you know? I mean, I was married for 7 years. Certain people didn't quite understand that, you know, all
right.
the time. But,
yeah.
you know, it don't matter anymore.
And it just, doesn't mean that, you know, they don't want to.
No, they just don't get it. I mean, it's...
Well, there's a lot of... because there's a lot of shit that goes along with it. What goes along with it is, like...
Well, putting up with us is one thing,
late
too.
Late nights.
Yeah, sleepless nights.
Coming,
like,
home drunk.
Drunk, yeah.
Being broke.
Just even being... Yeah, being broke. Having even just an open mind, which, like, artists tend to do, right?
Right.
And so, to be challenging is even, you know...
Yeah.
Cause for argument, right? So,
and it's even to the point, like, I have an incredibly supportive girlfriend. And as supportive as she may not understand that sometimes... I need to write and create and be on my own. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know
you
about
need
other
your,
musicians,
your,
but...
You time, yeah.
I can't write in a room with people unless it's like, if it was me and you, because
mm-hmm.
we're on the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But,
well, there for...
But I mean, the exact same thing would be, she's a university student, works her ass off in university, gets amazing grades. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. Her dedication to, like, researching and writing an essay, I don't get it. Mm-hmm. I would never do it in a million years because it doesn't click to me. But it's almost the same kind of
thing. It's
deal,
the same
right?
thing. Well, everybody has something that they're good at and they're passionate about, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
But the passion is the fact that some nights I can't get to sleep.
What's
I,
the name of the woman you love?
Oh, I don't want to. Her name is Tara. She knows who she is.
I love you, Liz.
Wait, what? Okay, let's just leave that. Let's just leave
no,
that alone.
No, let's leave that alone. Yeah.
No, but what I was going to say is...
I hate you, too.
oh, yeah.
Okay, Jay, if you want me to edit that out later, you just let me know. But no, the thing I was going to say about passion is the fact that people may not understand and may look at me like I'm crazy if I say there are some nights where I can't get to sleep because in my head I'm thinking over the record that I want to make and the
well,
things
yeah,
that I
yeah.
need to get. People don't understand
that. I still get
that.
I still get excited about music. Like, I
yeah.
think of ideas, but, you know, the problem is, like, I mean, it might be your stuff or it might be with Mike or it might be with that band we've got with Luke Hunter.
Yeah, Stereola.
Yeah, check those guys out, too.
If we haven't talked about Luke. Anyway,
Luke's
we'll get
a
back
good man.
To it. We'll get
yeah.
back to it.
Yes.
You know, and then I always forget them in the morning. Like, I have these great ideas.
Oh, me
and
too.
Then, you know, it's usually when I'm drunk and going to sleep. And I'm
no,
like,
it's...
So it's probably not that good anyway.
I think I've heard tons of creative people, be it writers, directors, actors, that say...
It's pretty much
that there's that few moments before you fall asleep where your brain seems to, like, open up to the creativity... And I mean, even comedians, wasn't
or
there,
they're loaded,
or they're loaded.
Yeah.
It's hand in hand. But I mean, it's really strange that few minutes before you fall asleep, you get crazy creative. Like, there are nights where I'm falling asleep with a crazy melody in my head, and I'm like, I have to remember that, and then no, it's gone.
Yeah, if you don't put it down at that moment, you
it's
lose
true.
It. And that goes along with basically my theory of making music and life is you just gotta go
do
with
it.
The moment, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll suck. And sometimes you'll be a genius. So you can't feel bad or too proud about anything.
You just have to do it.
Just
live it.
Just love everybody around you. Love your life. Do it. Make
right.
it up as you go along.
Amen. Right. Which we tend to do on stage a lot.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
But it's because we have that structure, right? I mean,
yeah.
we got that structure where we know the tunes and we know what we're going to do. And we can just play around inside that.
Yeah,
oh,
structure
I love it.
In life
still,
is good.
I'm still...
yeah.
happiest and the most settled, like when I'm behind the kit and I'm playing.
Absolutely.
And you know, I don't worry about what's going on in my personal life. I don't worry about any of that stuff. I just focus on that, and
which is fucking almost like a drug, right? Being a musician.
Well, that was a nice one.
That was excellent. But yeah, it's crazy. You can get on stage and just forget about everything. And I kind of feel bad for people that don't have that in their lives. You know what I mean?
Or something like that.
Something in their lives that they can just kind of shut down the rest of their shit and move on.
Yeah, I guess it's the same for like people that paint and photographs. Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's all, you know, it could be anything.
Dog
you know?
Walking or...
Right.
Well, we can't I'm pretty sure everybody
dog
has...
Dog walking.
Everybody has masturbating.
That's true.
That is the one
everybody masturbates, that, yeah, you know.
That's true.
That...
And if you say you don't, you probably masturbate more than anybody else does.
That's
so.
True.
And
for some people, it's
basically
watching
porn. That's the closest thing to understand what performing is about.
Right.
It's like it's getting off, right? And it puts you in its own.
Yes.
And completely. That's where you are. It's a climax.
Yeah. Like when we played at the Starlight that night, and to be as humble as possible, blew it out of the fucking water.
Hell yeah.
I'm not even just saying that because we feel that way. I had countless people tell me that we blew it out of the fucking water. That was an amazing feeling.
Oh,
like,
man. No.
There's no, it's just fucking
that show,
crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
We blew it. Like, I had a couple different people say to me, if I was the other band, I wouldn't have gone up. Which is a great, crazy good feeling, right? I mean.
Well, that's your fault, Matt.
No, it's actually your fault. It's you guys that have taken us to that other level. You know what I mean? I could be a singer-songwriter for the rest of my life and write songs in my basement. But if I don't have it, if I have crazy musicians like you guys behind me, then it gives me a whole nother level. So it's
well, I couldn't do it without you either, so.
Amen. See, no, that's the bromance.
You got
you
some
feel.
Good songs, man.
I couldn't do it without you guys.
I don't really write my own songs.
Right?
I wouldn't
You've
have,
written a couple.
I have, and you know, they express what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But they're not songs that are really going to make me money. So that's what my friends are for.
Right on.
To write songs for you and make you rich.
Exactly. It's hand in hand.
If I did it for the money.
You wouldn't be in the Matt Lees band. No. Which is fair. I mean, it doesn't even fit. I totally know that. But let's not to say that those things aren't going to change once we finish this goddamn record and attempt to take over the universe with it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
What are you thinking, right?
What am I don't know. Considering I'm the only one in the room that isn't high. Oh, see, now these guys got the giggles. Oh shit. Well, now that these boys have the giggles, I think we're at about an hour. Maybe this is a good time to close out, to wrap up.
Okay.
How do you want to close? Do you have an acoustic guitar here? Do you want to play it? Let's play a song to round it out. We'll just crank that mic down for the acoustic. Right on. So before we get to that, let me wrap up by saying this has been Legend in My Spare Time. My name, as always, is Matt Lees. And with me tonight was the one and only Wayne Bond, who is the drummer, producer extraordinaire. Say goodbye to the folks, Wayne Bond.
Have a good night, folks.
And
this will never happen again, the banjo. So we gotta do it now.
No, I'm not singing with the banjo.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Believe me, you are. I'm in the control room.
Are you gonna tune it first? I think we should use the acoustic, but I'm just putting that out there. Play what? I can't play guitar. Come on. Touche. Fair enough. What can I say to that? Well, let's we're gonna play one of the tunes off of the upcoming MLB record. What should we do?
Sinner's
Son. All right. Let's. Wayne's just.
I don't think it's recording, is it?
It's been running the entire time. So, this tune is an original song called "Sinner's Son." It is on the upcoming Matt Lees Band record, which I will say also you helped open up a little bit, give it a whole nother level. So,
sorry.
You helped me give this song a whole nother level by, you know, performing with you and.
Well, thank you.
No, thank you.
It's a nice, simple, country-ish song, right?
Exactly. So,
it's always that six string.
I don't know about this fucking banjo.
It'll be good.
Wait, let's go to the producer for this. Yes or no to the banjo? Fuck you. Wayne just gave me the thumbs up.
It'll be good, man. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Except it's a bitchy tune, eh?
Yes. Hey, there's an acoustic over there.
My acoustic doesn't stay in tune.
Neither does mine. Different from you, just because I was born a sinner, son, but I deserve a break. Every time I try to get in line, my hands they start to shake. If I was a soldier, then I'd give it everything that I got, but I won't waste another night trying to be some. Take a look at me now. I bet you recognize my face. Take a look at me now. Oh, I'm no different from you. La-da-da-da-da. My name is Matt Lees. We are the Matt Lees Band, and thank you for listening to Legend in My Spirit. If you enjoyed our podcast, I know you're going to totally dig Misinformation Podcast and Mars Needs Podcast with our good friend JJ Hawkins. You can find both of those motherfuckers on iTunes. And don't forget to write to us, legendinmypodcast@gmail.com. Do it. Do it now.
If you ain't ever been to the suburbs, don't you ever come to the suburbs, because you wouldn't understand the suburbs. Oh, shit.